Pero
Thomas, don't talk through his tail.
My penny. The merchant lane.
What's that, Tim?
Audio train broken, a truck broke.
You don't think they're broken, it's just the carriage has come away from the main train, hasn't it?
Yes, Thomas. I'll do it.
I just don't want to curse these, Thomas. Should you have a helmet, look?
Yes.
We'll open the curtains and we'll give Freddy a breakfast. What did you say? What's going on, Freddy? And then you're singing the train song, aren't you? Choo 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 choo
choo choo choo choo choo.
What's Thomas doing now? You're playing with your trains on the floor.
Sheep. Wheels round and round.
And the wheels going round and round?
Yes, so good. Oh dear, broken.
Is it broken again?
Yes, oh dear, dear, dear.
Oh dear, dear, dear.
A big deal.
Today, Thomas.
Yeah.
Need to go to the travel agent.
Now Purdy's food, though.
Yes, some Purdy's food. We want some of Purdy's food, don't we? The other day when we went to the shop, we only bought a few tins, didn't we?
Purdy.
So she's definitely going to need some more food. Is she eating like that? Are you sitting on the floor next to her, demonstrating how good is eating?
That, yeah.
Like that?
Bye-bye!
Bye-bye.
Then backwards. Drink backwards.
The train's going backwards?
Yes, and the big car coming.
Is a big car coming?
Yeah, the train backwards.
Well, I hope the train's not going to collide into the car, is it?
No.
No, that's all right. It can see the car, can it, when it's travelling backwards? I don't want it to be a big smash. Big company, is
there? Ouch!
Why are you saying ouch?
Because
the big car hurt? Why's the big car hurt?
Yes, the bottom.
On the bottom? You're showing me the bottom of the train carriage?
Yes. And we do! And the front.
Front. It's going forwards now, is it? You're pushing the train forwards towards the car. And the car's in front.
Two ones.
Oh, you've clipped the car to the train. There are only three, Thomas. How many?
1, 2, 3, 7, 8.
1, 2, 3, 7, 8. Oh. It's different. They're going backwards. That's why the train and the car can all flip together. She's finished her breakfast now, hasn't she?
Upstairs, I think.
She gone upstairs, you think?
Do that patter patter.
She's gone up the steps, pitter patter, has she? Oh, yes, I can see her. Look. Oh, she's run up now. I thought she wanted to go out.
No.
No, she's gone back upstairs. She must fancy some more sleep.
Let's see. Yes.
She wants to go back up to bed for another sleep. Just running some water in the washing up bowl so I can do some washing up.
Ow! Ow!
Oh dear, what's happened now?
Broken. Ow!
What's broken?
It was broken. Ow. Ow. Let's see.
Thomas, when I boil the kettle and make myself a cup of tea, we'll have some breakfast, shall we?
Thomas, I'll get a tea too.
You, Thomas, would like a cup of tea too?
Yes, please.
I'm sure we can arrange that.
Let's drop the tea.
You have a cup of tea in a little cup, don't you? And I put a tiny, tiny splash of tea in the rest of milk. But you enjoy that, don't you?
No, I gotta take a sandwiches. Mum.
Grandma and Granddad eat sandwiches. Do you mean that they have a cup of tea?
Yes.
Do you have cups of tea with Grandma and Granddad?
Yes, it's sandwiches. Yummy, yummy.
Yummy, yummy sandwiches?
Yes.
And what do you have in your sandwiches?
Bad. Bad bite.
You have?
Bite.
Bread?
Not bite.
Bite?
Yeah,
bite. You bite the sandwiches?
Yes, bite. That's all my cheese.
What do you have inside the sandwiches, Thomas? Cheese?
Cheese.
And tomato?
Tomato.
What else?
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes, yes, we said tomatoes. Anything else?
Potatoes.
Potatoes?
No.
No.
Like it.
Pardon?
No, like it.
No, like it? Do you not like potatoes?
No.
Well, chips are made from potatoes, would you believe?
chips.
And you like chips, don't you? Yes, well, chips are made from potatoes. You take a potato and you peel it, take the skin off it, cut it up, chop it into chip shapes, give it a rinse, and cook them.
Bite.
Only I don't think Mummy's ever done that since you've been alive. We just go to the chip shop or McDonald's, don't we? Where did Daddy say he would take us today?
The backside.
Backside, yes, but he said, shall we go to Stockport at lunchtime? And why did he suggest going to Stockport at lunchtime? What's in Stockport? Who sells chips in Stockport?
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
McDonald's
for chips. I'm going to go back upstairs, Thomas, because I turned the clock radio off. And I think I pressed the button that lets you have a lie in and then the radio keeps playing. It's a snooze button. I was just going to go and turn this off because I can hear it.
Ring, challenge, ring, challenge.
The green and orange lights are working, aren't they? Yeah, you keep looking at the lights when I turn the radio on. Lights are still working, are they? I've just seen Purdy upstairs.
Yeah.
And she's sitting outside of the bedroom door, washing her legs.
Washing her mouth too.
Washing her mouth too? Well, she's certainly washing her legs, Thomas.
Just doing now.
What's Thomas doing now? Oh no, don't put the headphones on, darling, please, because you'll pull the tape recorder up.
No.
Can you listen to something?
Yeah.
What can you hear?
That one and the big noise.
Is there a big noise? Let me have a listen. I'll put the earpieces into my ears. Let's hear. You say something now, Thomas. Say something to Mummy.
Ouch!
Ouch! Oh, I heard that. Let me put them into your ears and you see if you can hear Mummy saying something. Right, no, no, we'll put them all away. Can you hear what Mummy's saying to you? What's she saying?
Thomas.
Postman Pat.
Postman Pat.
Postman Pat.
Postman Pat.
Postman Pat and his black and white cat.
White cat.
Can you hear that through your earphones? Well, let's take them out now. Put them away. All done.
So the green lights.
Yes, the orange and green lights are working, but look, we'll lift this out of the way. Right out of the way.
What?
Right. Come on, let's see what's going on with the cars. There's another car here, look, a yellow one. There we are.
Hello.
Mummy's looking for a pen, Thomas. Have you seen one?
The fridge.
In the fridge? No, it's not in the fridge. Here it is on the floor.
Pen.
I found the pen and I just want to write something down.
Raining. Oh dear, raining now.
Oh dear, is it raining now?
Yes. I like rain.
Pardon?
I like rain.
You don't like rain? No light rain.
Yeah. Potatoes.
They're potatoes, aren't they?
Yeah.
Going back to what we were talking about before though, Thomas, I don't think you'll ever have had potatoes in sandwiches.
No.
No, we don't.
Sausage.
Looking in the fridge now. Well, I think it's time you sat in your high chair. You sit in your new chair, please, and we'll get some juice. You can bring your cards to the table.
Sleep.
You're going to sleep?
Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye. Well, it is quite early for a Saturday, isn't it, to be a...
Bye-bye. Thomas doing?
What's Thomas doing? I don't know, but Mummy's going to have a drink. What are you looking for in the fridge?
Tea.
Some tea? No, no, no. Oh, no, darling, don't, because if you drop the bowl and smash, let's shut the fridge door. You close it.
No,
don't
do it.
Will you close it? Yes, you close the fridge door.
No.
Oh, excuse me. Are you having a look?
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You can't go in the fridge, Thomas, that's silly. Can you hear the kettle boiling now?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's getting ready for our cup of tea, isn't it? Let's lift the orange juice out of the fridge. You can help with that, can't you?
Big eye.
Big eye up. Where is the orange juice? Where's it gone? Oh, it's here. It's not in the fridge. It's on the worktop.
Thomas says,
Thomas, stop. Did you say Thomas help? Or no, Thomas's cup?
Thomas cup.
Thomas?
Stop.
Thomas cup? Or did you say Thomas's cup?
Thomas.
Thomas cup. You'd like orange juice putting in there, would you?
Yes.
Very
well. Not
red currant,
that's orange.
No, blackcurrant, no, it's orange. Let's just put some water into this. Even out of that currant juice, that's something else we'll have to get when we go to Didsbury. Kettle's finished boiling now. So Mummy can make that cup of tea, can't she? There's your drink.
Thank you.
That's alright. Good boy for saying thank you. Does that taste good? What happened yesterday? That was Friday.
Daddy's home.
Daddy's home? No, Daddy's home today.
Mama and Granddad.
And Mama and Granddad are coming on Sunday because Mummy's got to come go to work, hasn't she?
Major
came, yes. We went in the morning to music lesson. Bang a drum time. And then we came home and Dimitra came for lunch and to video you and to give us some more tapes. You can hear the orange juice squeaking as you're sucking it through the beaker. And then we went to... Where did we go when Dimitra went home? Where did we go?
Bangadrum
time. No, Bangadrum time was before she came. We went to...
No,
and Grandad came on Wednesday. They're coming tomorrow.
McDonald's.
No, we're going to McDonald's today. We went to the beehive.
Beehive.
The beehive. And then we went to the big park. It's quite a busy day, actually, didn't you? And who's at the beehive?
Boys.
Boys, it was Daniel and Jack. You and Jack play very, very nicely together, don't you?
Yes.
And what's more, we discovered Jack, because you've only ever seen Jack at the beehive, haven't you? And he doesn't go every week. We discovered he lives a few doors away from Jake Jimmy, doesn't he? Mm-mm. That was very interesting. In fact, Thomas, we've got to take the leaflet round to his mummy, haven't we? Because she's very interested in taking Jack along to the music lessons, isn't she? And she wants some information, and we've got a leaflet, so perhaps later on, shall we have a walk? And we can go and see. Well, we needn't see Jack, we can just put the leaflet through the door, but then we can go and see if Jake Jimmy's at home. Would you like to do that? What we'll do before we go, we'll write a little card. And just say that we were calling. And then if he's not there, we can pop it through his letterbox, can't we? Is that your answer to everything now? You're enjoying that orange, aren't you? Is it nice and refreshing? I've just realised that this big plant out here hasn't got any flowers on it. It had three big flowers. But they were too heavy for the plants and they were dragging all the leaves down, so we cut them and brought them inside. It hasn't grown any more, has it?
No flowers.
No flowers on that one.
A mouth flowers.
Just reach the cornflakes.
Chair.
Oh, I know, it's naughty. Mummy shouldn't climb on chairs, should she?
No.
But we've put the cornflakes so high up on the shelf. Oh, Mummy can't reach. I have to stretch up.
Okay.
Here it is, cornflakes.
Thomas. Mummy!
Tell us and Mummy, that's right, we're both having a bowl of cornflakes. Would you like to have a look at the box?
Yes,
it's your cornflakes.
Oh, wait, I'm in the two letters.
Postman's coming.
Yes, the two letters.
Did you see him coming to the house, or did you just hear him coming through the door?
A big sound?
Was there a big sound?
A big bang.
Well, it's a pity we didn't see him walking towards the door, isn't it? We could have waved at him.
Yeah, Thomas
could have waved at him, yes. Was it Ray or did he not see who it was?
Ray.
Was it Ray or was it just a postman?
Postman.
It was a postman. Would you like some milk and your cornflakes? Is that a yes or a no?
No.
It's a no.
No.
Oh, no. Well, Mummy's having some on hers, look.
No, Thomas's.
You don't want it on Thomas's?
No.
No, no, that's quite all right, darling. Yes, Mr. Hamilton.
Milk.
You don't want milk, do you? No. You eat them dry for a little while because you're enjoying it. You can change your mind and want some
cars.
You want some cars?
Yes, a train.
Yes, I know what you want. You want your train, don't you, so that you can put your car.
Can I reach?
No, you can reach. I'll give it to you in a moment. Just wait. I would imagine that's what you want, isn't it? The train with the carriage. So that you can put...
Papa, no!
Put your cornflakes into it. You usually do that, don't you?
Cornflakes.
Yeah, I'll go and find the other pieces.
Train.
Oh, you've put the cornflakes into the back of the train. You've not done that for a while, have you?
No.
Now. There we are. And that's the other part of the train. There's no room for the horse, really, is there now?
No, I've cornflakes.
No, because you've put cornflakes in the back. Leave the horse there, though. You might play with the horse.
The mouse horse. Wait a minute. Hello. He wants us.
Are you talking to the brown horse?
Yes, cornflakes.
Oh, that's very nice. You're sharing your cornflakes with the horse. With the Lego horse.
Bye-bye, horse.
Bye-bye, horse.
Later.
You need to see the horse later?
Yes. Back legs. Big rat. Back legs. Oh dear, Charles. It fell. Ouch!
Oh dear, did the horse fall and it hurt itself?
This way.
Did you say ouch because he hurt himself?
Yeah. Oh, bumped his head.
He bumped his head?
Yeah.
Oh dear dear. Just to be very careful. I think before Mummy sits down to eat her breakfast, I'm just going to see what the postman is doing.
Don't do it.
Well, the letters are over here and you're strapped into your chair now.
What's that?
Two letters.
Two
letters. Got very brightly coloured envelopes. Oh, look at that puppy dog. Look at the puppy.
Ooh. Ah. Ooh.
It's a very bright envelope, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a picture of a puppy on it.
Yes. Two letters.
Two letters. Can we have a look at the letters? Am I allowed to open them?
Two ones.
Two ones. Try not to get the cornflakes on the floor, Thomas. Are you eating some as well?
No, no.
Well, you should eat some. Otherwise you're going to be hungry, aren't you?
Mummy!
What's the matter? You want to unhook it? How's that? Oh, no, put them back into the bowl. Put it on the table.
The car too.
Big car? You'd like the big car? The red one?
Yes, big red.
The racing car, Thomas? Mm-mm. There we are, we'll put the... Shall we put the racing car driver in the car as well? Perhaps he would like to share the cornflakes. As well as the horse and the train driver. There we are.
Oh dear! You are. Bye bye! Bye bye, Tom. Bye bye.
You've sent the car away, have you? Pushed it back across the table? Can you see this puppy? It's called Caramel. It's from a firm where they send us a catalogue. It's clothing for children. And we ordered some things last Christmas, didn't we?
Mm.
Do you remember the red and blue suit that you wore on Christmas Day? Well, you still wear it now, don't you? Occasionally. Yeah. It's a little bit too warm for the weather at the moment, but you wear a jacket part of it. And they sent us a leaflet to say if we ordered from the new catalogue.
Oh dear,
your juice on the floor. Good job the lid stayed on. They'll send you this cuddly puppy.
Puppy.
Yeah, it's called Caramel. And we'll see what's in the other envelope. Oh no, that's boring. That's for Mummy. That's not a nice letter through the post, is it? Whoopsie daisy, nearly knocked my cornflakes over then. Your horse ends up with the orange juice. What's he doing up there? Playing with the racing car.
Shoot. The big bang!
The big bang? You're using the piece of Lego that when you push it in, you press it against the racing car, press a button and it sends the racing car very, very fast, doesn't it? If you do it though and it keeps falling on the floor, Thomas, Mummy's not picking it up because I'm eating my breakfast. Yes? Are we pushing it backwards and forwards? Hello? Oh, hello. That's alright. Oh, it is, isn't it? Just 1 second, then. That was Lynn on the phone.
Oh dear.
Ben shot Autumn. So have you got your mum on the floor? Ben and Charlotte's mummy.
Come on in. Mummy's help.
Mummy's help. Are you helping to put the cornflakes back into your bowl? You've got quite a few on the floor, haven't you?
Yeah.
There you are. Would you like some toast? Oh, you're still eating cornflakes, aren't you?
Hey, mummy.
Pardon? You're eating your cornflakes? I'm eating my cornflakes as well.
Mmm. Oh, it's gone now.
Well, they've nearly all gone, haven't they? They taste good. Do they taste good?
No.
No? Oh dear.
Why did we read the book?
You want to read the books?
Yes, read the books.
Well, I think we'll finish breakfast first and then we can read the books.
Choo-choo tent on.
Pardon?
Let choo-choo tent on.
What's choo-choo tank on? Is that Thomas the Tank Engine?
No, got choo-choo tent on.
What's choo-choo tank on? Thomas, don't put cornflakes in your eyes. That's silly, that'll hurt.
Got choo-choo tent on.
Is that what you mean when you say watch choo-choo tank? You want your Thomas the Tank Engine video on?
Yes, please.
Well, let's finish our breakfast first, shall we?
Read the books.
And then we can read the books, that's right.
No.
Well, we're not finished yet, Thomas. Do you think Purdy would like to finish the milk from these cornflakes?
Yes.
There's only a little drop of milk left, but I think I'll pour it into a bowl. Tip it into a saucer, rather, from this bowl. Purdy enjoys milk, doesn't she?
That's
what does she do? Does she lap it up from the saucer? Like that. Bread's coming, yes, it's the bread bin.
Bread bin.
You've opened the bread bin, haven't you?
Opened the bin.
The bread bin.
Bread bin.
Can't find the bread bin. There we are.
Red one knife.
Red one, yes, red one knife. All the sharp knives have red handles, don't they?
Ooh. Red.
Bread, would you like just bread or would you like some toast?
One piece?
One piece. There you are. That's
a nice one. Love one piece.
You don't want it?
No brown piece?
I'll put these two pieces into the toast. And then I can have one and you can have one. Would you like that?
No, one. Two.
What's the matter, sweetheart?
Two.
Two? sounded like a funny noise outside. Did you hear it?
No.
I wasn't sure whether it was pussycats or whether it was something else. Would you like some grapes?
No.
Oh, darling, what's have you hurt your back? What have you done to your back? Oh, shall I kiss it better?
No.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You've suddenly gone very grey, haven't you?
No.
You got upset. Tom's got upset.
No.
Are you going to sing Postman Pat to me?
No.
We didn't see Ben and Charlotte at the Beehive yesterday, did we?
The Beehive.
We didn't see Ben and Charlotte.
No, Ben.
And Jenny and Lauren weren't there.
Yes. Sunday
No, we didn't see Sunday and Isabel either, but they don't really go to the Beehive, do they, on a Friday? We saw Alison with Rachel and Jonathan. In fact, we're going to Jonathan's birthday party on Wednesday, aren't we? Between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock at the house in Didsbury. I think she said it was number 14, I can't remember. I know where the house is, but I don't know the number.
42?
No, 42 is the number of the bus that we catch. And what number house do we live at? No, 41 Shevington Drive. That's where we live, 41 Shevington Drive. No, they live at number 8. Was it number 10? Number 10.
Yes, sir. The bus 42.
Bus is 42. And the grandma and granddad in York live at number 67.
Yeah.
Grandma and granddad in York used to live at number 8 until they moved.
Mm-hmm.
And we live at number 41 and we catch the number 42 bus. And I think Jonathan and Rachel live with their mummy and daddy at number 14. And Jonathan's going to be 1 year old. So when we go out shopping today, we've got to buy a present.
Yeah.
And his mummy said he hasn't anything with Thomas the Tank Engine on, so I thought we might try and get him one of those little trains like you have where you push the driver down. You know, you push the driver's head and the train goes off on its own.
Big go.
Big go, that's right. Do you think Jonathan would like one of those? I think he would. Whoops-a-daisy. Just dropped a packet of pita bread on the floor. Toast, please. You'd like some toast?
Yes.
Right, okay. What would you like on it? Jam or marmalade or Marmite?
Jam.
Red jam?
Red jam.
Red jam, please.
Red jam, please.
We'll have to buy some more jam as well when we go to the doctor's. I think that's a lot of jam, have we?
Nope.
That sounds loud, doesn't it? Sounds like Mummy's scraping the toast, but she's not. I'm only putting butter on it. And
jam!
Jim! Daisy!
Lid up.
You dropped the lid of the JoJo. It's fallen on the floor, hasn't it?
Yeah. The table.
Fall under the table, that's right. We'll pick it up later on. Are those grapes nice?
Crunchy.
Crunchy? You had a lot of grapes yesterday, didn't you? Tell you what, toast with we red are. Jam.
We are.
I think I'll have marmalade in mine. I don't know what the weather's going to do today, Thomas.
No.
What do you think? I don't think it's going to be very sunny.
No, raining.
Raining? You think it's going to do some raining?
Yes.
Oh, dear, dear.
Pitter-patter.
Pitter-patter, is that the sound of the rain? That was the sound of Purdy going upstairs as well, wasn't it? Her paws when she was running quickly upstairs. Pitter-patter. Mm-hmm. And the rain, does that sound like pitter-patter when it rains very heavily? You're saying a lot, aren't you? Mummy's having a toast now. Crunchy. Nice.
Mummy doing?
Oh, Mummy was just picking up the telephone and pressing some buttons. 1471. Because all Mummy's telephone numbers, the ones that she uses the most, are on the back of the calendar. But unfortunately, we've dropped the calendar down the back of the fridge freezer. That was weeks ago and we still haven't got it out. And I just realised that Lynn, that's Ben and Charlotte's mummy, her telephone number is written on the calendar that's gone down the back of the fridge freezer. And she rang me this morning and we might have to ring her back. So I've just pressed four special numbers on the telephone number and they've told me which number last dialed here. Or phoned here, I should say.
Oh, Dan,
you've eaten all those grapes?
I'll get them off.
Like some more? We'll have some toast first, Thomas. Have a little bit of toast first, please, and then I shall wash and cut some more grapes for you. Some nice big pieces of strawberry in that strawberry jam, aren't they?
I taste it.
Taste it? You can taste the strawberry, can you? That's a funny noise, isn't it?
Oh dear!
What's the matter? What's happened? Dropped some jam on your chair. Oh, it's sticky, isn't it? Get the cloth and wipe it up.
Mm-hmm.
Very hot. Hold on. Do you like your fingers wiped?
Mm.
There we are. Very warm now. Sonia and Isabel are bang a drum time, yes, but we didn't see them yesterday, did we? Because they go to a class earlier than us, and usually we talk to them as they're coming out and we're going in. But we didn't get the chance yesterday, did we? Because Julian was running late. So as soon as he'd finished with Sonia and Isabel's class, he was straight on to ours. He didn't give us a little break like he normally does.
No.
What did you sing at music class?
Bang a drum.
Bang a drum. Did you bang on the drum?
No.
I don't think we did we, on Friday?
Bang the music terms.
Did you sing some songs? And Julian plays his guitar, doesn't he?
Pardon?
Plays a guitar. Oh, plays a guitar, yes.
Singing songs.
He sings more songs. Grapes. More grapes. I'll do you some more grapes. He sings songs and plays the guitar, doesn't he? Demetra said she was learning to play the guitar. And Mummy plays the guitar, doesn't she?
More grapes.
More grapes. You don't want the toast?
No, more grapes.
Oh, pardon you. What do you say?
Trust me.
Pardon?
Trust me.
Excuse me. What's about excuse me, please?
Trust me, please.
Good boy. That's better.
Chips at McDonald's.
Chips at McDonald's?
Chips. McDonald's
Oh, can you see the hat that you got the last time we went to McDonald's? That was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Two hats
from McDonald's, there you are.
Through the tunnel?
Are you making your hat into a tunnel?
No. Let me do it.
Just a second. That's a rat. Oh, what's that? You want it to turn you like that?
Yeah.
You're sorry. It's just with it being a hat, I automatically made it into a hat. Terribly sorry, I didn't realise.
Oh dear.
I didn't realise we were making a train tunnel. Now, how's that?
Yeah.
What do you want to do? Put the trains through there? That's a good tunnel, isn't it?
Again?
Has it fallen down?
No.
Well, Thomas, if you're not going to eat the toast, don't keep putting your fingers in the jar. If you get that everywhere, it's sticky, isn't it? No, if you start putting jam on that, we'll have to throw it away. Don't! That's right, there's some more grapes. Oh look, there's a blue truck.
The lettuce!
Brian and Linda next door are having a conservatory built at the back of the house, aren't they?
Yes.
And they have a blue truck.
Mmm.
Well, they don't have a blue truck, but the builder's doing the work, do you? Because when we came home from music lesson yesterday, the blue truck was there, wasn't it? Delivering some bricks. And I think I can hear Uncle Brian with the Hoover on now, the vacuum cleaner. Can you hear that noise through the wall? It sounds like a bee buzzing. Uncle Brian's using his Nunu. I think we need to use our Nunu today, don't we? Picking up lots of bits and pieces. Another grape.
All done now.
All done now.
Shop's for more.
The shop's for some more?
Yes.
I've got some more in the fridge. I don't think I need to go to the shops.
I'll put it in my fridge. Come on, Mummy.
You'd like a few more from the fridge?
No, no.
Alright, just a few more.
The shop's tomorrow.
No, we don't need to go to the shops to get any more. We've got something in it. In the fridge.
Two ones. Mm. Three! One.
You like grapes, don't you? Nice grapes. That's all for now, Thomas. You better not have any more grapes or you'll have tummy ache, won't you?
Yes. Let's have some more.
No, we still don't need to go to the shops for any more. We still have plenty in the fridge. But that's it. When you've eaten those, no more today. You can have banana or apple later on. But no more grapes.
Look.
Nearly finish this toast.
Mummy, do we?
Mummy's just going to finish the toast and a cup of tea. No, you can't have any more when they've gone, Thomas.
Six more.
Mm.
Shops for more.
Shops for some more.
Mmm.
Do they taste really good?
Crunch.
Crunchy?
Crunchy.
Crunchy. One more, all done grapes. Tom's eaten all those grapes. Where have they gone? Where have all those grapes gone? In Thomas's tummy?
No.
No? I bet they have. I bet they've gone in his tummy.